So, you want to get together with some friends and play some good old-fashioned Dungeons & Dragons, eh? Or maybe you don't. Maybe you've played all the modules, and now you don't know what to do. Well, new or old player, fear not, my friend, for I have amassed the knowledge of nerds near and far to bring you this podcast, Beyond Dungeoning & Dragoning. And while great adventures do await us, today we're just going to take an itty-bitty steppy beyond. Like taking a step into your own backyard. Today, we're talking homebrew, which has nothing to do with coffee makers. Unless you want it to have to do with coffee makers, that is. Homebrewing a campaign is no walk in the park, though, so I thought we would take this journey guided by someone much more experienced than I. Say hello to the man with the game plan, the guy with all the books, the pal playing since first edition, my dad!
Hey. How are you doing?
So first of all, tell us a little about what homebrewing is.
Well, basically homebrewing is just anything in your game that doesn't come from an official book. So module, rulebook, guidebook, player's handbook.
What does someone need to make their own campaign?
An imagination, basically, and some friends and some dice. And actually the dice are optional.
Have any tips for DMs looking to homebrew their own campaigns?
Keep it simple. Start small with a town, city that your adventure is going to start in, and build out from there as your players and you create the world.
Together.
Right.
What are some challenges that people may face when trying to create their own homebrews?
Well, I mean, the first thing is that they try to go too big. They try to make, like, full-scale changes, make rule changes, and their own world, and their own this, and their own monsters, and their own subclasses, and it can all be very overwhelming, and it's very easy to do all of that poorly. So, start focusing on one small aspect, till you refine it, and then build outwards.
That is some good advice. Have you played a homebrew?
I have.
Could you tell us about it?
Well, I mean, the entire world was made up by the people playing, so it evolved as we evolved. It's been interesting, sometimes chaotic. The Dungeon Master has to make a lot of, like, on-the-fly decisions and then try and remember them for the next session. It's always good to write these things down.
So you could say that another tip you would have would be write things down.
Definitely. You want consistency, even if you're making things up.
Do you have any tips for players playing in a homebrew session?
Yes, I do, actually. Give your DM stuff to work with. It's really, really hard for a DM to bring your character into the world without you giving them books to use to bring them into the world. You know, create backstory for your character that has family or connections or reason for being somewhere or a goal so that your DM can brew that into the home.
For example, I remember my character Valka has children that she's looking for, so the game that we're playing also has them trying to find her children and find the secret bad guy that they're supposed to be finding too.
Right, and I mean it helps get everybody involved.
It makes it feel like you're part of the story, too. You want to involve your players to really feel like they're part of creating something with you when you're creating homebrews.
Yeah, the players' actions have to have purpose, and they also have to have effect.
Right. Anything else you think would be relevant?
Yeah, I mean, just don't take it too seriously. I know a lot of people get hung up on the rules, and I mean, they're basically just guidelines. So, you know, bend them, break them, put them in a stew, whatever.
You can make giant spiders that only have 5 more hit points than normal giant spiders.
You can do that.
And you can make frogs swallow halflings.
You can.
Or you can make halflings swallow frogs.
Much more entertaining.
Significantly.
And there you have it, folks. D&D can be so much more than exploring dungeons and fighting dragons. It's whatever you make of it. So let your imagination run wild. And tell me about it. I'd love to hear about it.